Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's say good morning to Phil Stefani now. And Phil, how are you holding up, pal?
Well, it's a lot different than when it was. Tomorrow's going to be our 40th anniversary.
Man.
We opened up Stefani's on Fullerton, so obviously we had a lot of big plans for this year, and obviously our industry is really taking a hit.
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll be back bigger and better than ever. And I remember your place on Fullerton very well. And
you and Marianne used to come there and sit in that outdoor garden.
Oh, yeah, it was fantastic. So, Phil, tell me about what you're doing with the food truck. This sounds interesting, and as I understand it, you'll be hitting many Chicago neighborhoods.
Correct. So our food truck, which we've had, you know, for a while and so forth, obviously it's a business program, and we had it parked up in Lincolnwood at Stefani Prime. And then I just thought that, you know, it's very colorful. It's a flamingo food truck. And I said, you know what, let's put it on the road and go to the hospitals, to the first responders. We've already done, like, Northwestern. We did the fire station over on Illinois Street, the 18th District. And I just think that it'll put a smile on people's face. So we're going to serve our tacos from Broken English. We're going to serve our pizza from Bar Cargo. We're going to have some pasta on there. And then after I do the first responders in the hospital and so forth, then I'd like to go into the neighborhoods and more or less teach also what Mayor Lightfoot and our governor's been saying about staying six feet apart.
Right.
So we'll put cones out, and people will line up to go to this food truck, and hopefully we'll just put a smile on their face for the 30 seconds, 1 minute as they devour the food.
That sounds fantastic. And what's the story on your son's pizza place, Phil?
So that's Bar Cargo. It's a Roman pizza parlor. We had that concept because we're back in Italy all the time, and it's a different pizza from the standpoint that we're making the dough, you know, 96 hours before, and then we finally make your pizza, which makes it like a super light type of pizza compared to when you just make the dough and then the flour and the yeast just expands in your stomach. So it's a very light, it's delicious, it's taken on really well. And, you know, you see air pockets inside the pizza because it's light, it's fluffy, but it's flavorful, it's tasty, and it's the Roman pizza. I've been enjoying it for, you know, 40, 50 years as I go to Italy. And we finally opened up a place here.
I've had it. It's fantastic. So is Bar Cargo, I mean, can you pick up from Bar Cargo?
Yes.
Or is the only way to get it now on your food truck?
Right. So Wednesday through Sunday, you can call there and pick up from Bar Cargo or use Grubhub or DoorDash and some of the delivery programs that are out there.
What's the address of Bar Cargo, Phil?
It's 605 on Wells in Ohio, 605 Wells.
Got it.
On the corner of Ohio and Wells.
So how are we going to find out where your food truck is going to be? Where are you starting off, and then how will we keep up with its whereabouts?
All right, so we're going to put they're working on a schedule today where the first hits will be on Wednesday. Starting Wednesday, it's when it goes out. Then we'll have it on our Facebook page and so forth. So obviously we're giving this away. We're not selling the product. We just want to recognize our first responders. We want to recognize our hospital people, the ones who are really in the trenches. And then we want to visit the different neighborhoods of the city. And again, so we'll be operated from 12 to 6. And just hopefully just keep giving out product.
And your Facebook page, is that just Stefani Restaurants?
Right, Stefani Restaurants.
Phil, as you mentioned, you spend a lot of time in Italy. What do you hear from Italy? When was the last time you were there? What's the latest?
So I was there in November, and it's a sad situation, but I speak to them every day because I have relatives there. I have cousins, and the country is really going through devastation. I have my dear friend in Rome owns two hotels. Obviously, Rome is, you know, the whole country is shut down. Such a beautiful country that lives on tourism, right? Tourism is number one. Their food and their wine just complements their tourism. And unfortunately, also the country is, as history says, it's the second oldest country around. So it's affected all the older people. But if you look at the last number I saw was 75 doctors have passed away, 25 nurses, and they're down on total quarantine for the last over 4 weeks now, something that we should have probably done for our whole country here, too, because we need to kill it. I mean, there's no doubt about it, but they're having a really, really tough time. The unfortunate part is also that their economy was not the greatest, and it's going to be a tough road back. I mean, it's to bounce back. First of all, the tourists cannot flock there this year at all, so that means surviving another year, and that's pretty hard when you're already just trying to make it as it is.
Yeah, it's sad, and hopefully they are past the worst now, and it'll start getting better and better every day.
So numbers are starting to decline. The cases are starting to decline, which is all positive. But, you know, if you listen to, you know, obviously Fauci, as he says, you can't take your step off the accelerator, man. The first little slight break that we get saying that things are better, they're not.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we really got to believe it here also. I think in the state of Illinois, when I do go out of the house to go to a restaurant, we're all closed outside of Stefani Pine, but there is no traffic out there. So people in Illinois are listening. I think, the governor and the mayor are doing a job, really putting that message out. And if, you know, they're saving lives. There's no doubt about it. So,
well,
you know, the numbers in Italy are terrible, terrible.
Mm-hmm.
We're a little country. Remember, we're, 20% of the United States? I mean, we're only 60 million people in the whole country.
Mm-hmm.
So,
we hope there's light we're seeing at the end of the tunnel, but a lot of people think we just got through the first toll gate. So let's see what happens.
I feel for the people in my industry because the restaurant industry is 10% of the working population in the United States. And then if you take another 10%, which services our industry, you're at over 20%. Yeah. And the problem is that these small operators are going to have a hard time reopening.
Yeah.
It's not just a flick of the switch and say, hey, we're back in business.
Right.
It's a long road, and they don't have the sustaining power to do this, and I really feel for it. I mean, I've been blessed that I've been in it now for these past 40 years, but I feel for our new restaurateurs have just come in, put their life savings into a place, maybe just open up in January or in February,
right,
and all of a sudden the world crashes, you know?
Well, let's hope for the best quickly. Phil Stefani, always great talking
to you.
All good
Thank
wishes
you,
to you and the family. Thanks, Phil.
Well, good. You too, also. Bye-bye.